Well, good day, everyone. Looks like we have a very nice crowd here today, and that's encouraging. Today, I'd like to start out by asking a question. Do you know where paradise is? Now, I have lived all my life in the Puget Sound area, and on several occasions, I have been to paradise. I suspect that some of you may have been there also. Paradise is in our backyard, to speak, say so. And some of you have been to Mount Rainier and know the location of Paradise Mount Rainier. Usually in the late June or early July, the beauty of the alpine flowers are in full bloom against the background of Mount Rainier. And that will literally take your breath away. Is an awesome sight to see of outstanding beauty. Other times I've read in travel magazines that locations throughout the world are described as a paradise setting. Now, Webster's New World Dictionary defines paradise in three ways. One, as the Garden of Eden. Two, heaven. And three, any place of great beauty and perfection, or any place of condition of great happiness. Now, Webster's definition of paradise is probably how most people think of paradise. Today, let's find out the true location of where paradise is. And we'll see in this message today that paradise is not any place, but a specific place, and there's one important and very critical aspect of the definition of paradise that most dictionaries don't even mention. Now, Jesus Christ himself said that paradise exists. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke 24, and we'll go to verse 42. And this is the account where Christ is being crucified on the cross, and he's with two other criminals who are also being crucified. And we're going to read about what one criminal said to him as he was on the cross. In verse 42 of Luke 23, then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Now in the next verse, 43, is the key verse that we want to focus on today. And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." This one verse has confused many peoples, as they think that Jesus was giving assurance to the man who was dying on the cross that he would go to heaven with him that very day. But is this what Jesus really said? Now, the word paradise here is only used in the New Testament on two other occasions. It comes from the Greek word paradisios. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 12, and we'll read verses 2 through 4. Now, Paul is talking here, and he's actually talking about an event that happened to himself 14 years prior to what he's talking about. So let's go to verse 2. "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up into the third heaven." And now he repeats himself again. In verse 3, "And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows how he is caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter." What Paul said here was that paradise was in the third heaven, which we know were the place where God dwells. Now, another time paradise is used in the New Testament is turn to Revelation 2 and verse 7. And let's read in Revelation 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, and he's talking about us now today, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, Revelation 22 talks and shows us that the tree of life is in the New Jerusalem on the new earth. Actually, this is a future event that's going to occur. This will be after the second resurrection, and only at this time will men dwell with God in this paradise. So the time that Christ mentions to the criminal who is on the cross about paradise was for a future time. Well, how can we be sure that this was a future event and not on the same day Christ was crucified with the two criminals? Well, Scripture is clear that Christ was died and buried in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. After a full 3 days and nights after his death, Christ told Mary, "Do not cling to me, for I not yet ascended to heaven." Now we can read that in John 20, verse 17. And here Jesus makes it very clear and very plain that he had not yet ascended to heaven. Now, we do not find anywhere in the Scriptures that while he was buried in the tomb, he went elsewhere. Jesus was dead in the grave for a full 3 days and three nights. Therefore, the criminal who was dying on that cross, who died that day, could not have joined Christ in paradise in that day because Jesus had not yet arrived in heaven. Now, the confusion about this verse really comes from the placement of the comma in this verse. Our English version of the Bible was translated from the Greek language. In the Greek, there is no punctuation in the original Greek. So let's go back to Luke 23, verse 43. We'll look at the differences in the meaning, how you place the comma. So first, let's read how it reads in the New King James Version, Luke 23, verse 43. Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Now, a second difference, let's read it differently. Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. It can be a subtle difference to some people. But the second difference with the comma after the word today shows that Christ was talking about a future event and agrees with our understanding that Christ was in the grave for 3 days and three nights. Basically, in our modern English language, we would say about this scripture, I am telling you right here and now, you will be with me in paradise. There are scriptures in the Old Testament that talk about paradise. One scripture that we read quite occasionally at the Feast of Tabernacles about the end time restoration of the earth during the millennial rule of Christ. Let's read that. It's in Isaiah 51:3. And here it says in Isaiah, "For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord." The garden of the Lord, translated in the Greek Septuagint, is paradisios. Paradisios is the Greek word that means, it was translated into English, paradise, which essentially means park. It comes from a Persian word. Now, the Bible talks about in the Old Testament that the Garden of Eden was paradise. When our original human parents, Adam and Eve, lived there, They were with God in paradise, a beautiful setting. Then something happened. God would let Satan come into paradise, and he deceived Adam and Eve, and they committed a sin. And after that time, essentially, God evicted them out of the Garden of Eden. We see that the millennial rule of Christ, which is yet ahead of us, that Christ will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he will set up a paradise setting here. The new earth that we see in this age will be reformed. Springs will spring forth from the deserts and make things green again. And God will, with his new saints, those who have been faithful and loyal to God, who have been changed into spirit beings, will help him to help those who are alive to understand God's truth and his way of life. So what's common about the Garden of Eden, the millennial rule of Christ, and the New Jerusalem? Well, in each location, the presence of God is there. A true paradise is a spectacular beauty, and that is where the presence of God will be. And what most dictionaries do not talk about paradise, they omit that for a true paradise, God must be there. Today in this age, we are faced with many difficulties in life. And for some people, fear of what's happening to our economy and events are out of their hands. But I'm here to assure you that God does have a plan for those who seek him. And that is our goal, to seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. God has a plan for those who do that. In that plan, there will be a time of paradise. And paradise will be with God. So as we read earlier today, be overcomers in what you are experiencing today. Stay the course, and you will be in paradise.